You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
That's right, you write into us, you let us know what's going on, what's the problem, what's your question for your boys in the morning, and we will do our best to either solve it or turn it over to our listeners. I think today's, Jer, is going to have to go into the hands of listeners.
What I think. I love this.
This is from Sarah with no H. That might be part of the problem.
Come on, Sarah.
She writes, Dom and Jeremy, I have a 7-year-old boy and a 5-year-old girl, and I have a question. And then she says, Jeremy, you might be able to answer this since you also have a boy and a girl.
Right around that age, yeah.
That's right. Yours are nine and five. She writes, since mine were very little, I've bathed them together. Being a single mom, it was always just easier. I'm wondering what the age is when you should stop doing that. At 7 and 5, are they already too old? It just seems so natural and easy that I wouldn't change it unless people think it's getting too weird. Thank you for your feedback and for your show. I've listened every day for at least 12 years when I moved to Colorado.
Oh, thanks, Sarah.
You're a sweetheart. Thank you for listening every day. We appreciate that.
Thank you for keeping your children clean. That's very important.
She's got clean children. I'll let you take the lead on this.
Think about this because we totally used to do that. We'd chuck both kids in and lather them up and, you know, be done all in one swoop. But you're at 7. You got a boy that's 7, a girl that's 5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking you're still okay for a little bit longer doing this.
Really?
I still think at that age, I think even if you tossed my kids in now at 9 and 5, bath time is still playtime. It's still fun. It's time to get in there with the bubbles and the bath markers that you write all over the wall and... You're projecting adult stuff onto these sweet, innocent kids at this point, I think.
Really?
They're just kids in there for a fun bath, you know? It's splash time. It's dumping water on each other. I mean, it's still innocent, and I can tell that you don't agree with the well-placed, really. What, are you worried about the 7-year-old? Is the 7's too old?
Here's the thing. I don't know, and you know, I'm trying to pay attention. I'm heeding what you're saying there, but to me,
they're still very much kids at this age.
And I'm the guy who always preaches, hey, it's just the human body. Who cares? You know, I don't care. If nudity was the thing, I mean, I wouldn't care. Just walk around. I don't care. But there's something about taking a boy who is...
Older,
and...
Yeah, but then again, it's like boys take so much longer to mature...
I agree.
You could probably toss a 12-year-old in there and he'd be like, bubble bath, cannonball, you know, or not. I don't know what the right answer is. I kind of think when they're
7, they should be off doing this by themselves anyway.
We've stopped doing it, obviously. I don't remember the age that we cut it off. I mean, it's great now. Reed can just go take his own shower. It's the best thing ever. So go take your shower.
Right.
The only thing we have to monitor in the shower is his shampoo consumption because he'll go through like an entire bottle in a week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. We might have to open this up.
We're going to open this up.
People want
to
comment.
Because I just don't know. Seven-year-old boy, 5-year-old girl. She wants to know, are they too old for this now?
I need to know if they have started asking questions about anything.
How could they not have asked questions?
I don't think the 5-year-old for sure, probably not.
We used to, here's our phone number, 303-691-1MIX. You should call us right now, 303-691-1649. Don't sit there and wait for other people to call. We want you to call.
Yeah, sound off.
303-691-1649. I will tell you quickly before we go to break. We had a fellow employee who would shower with his child.
Yeah, that's a whole nother thing too, isn't it?
He got in the shower and the child could get in, and he said he knew it was time to stop that when there was staring and questions.
Sure, at that point, you're like, I can't do this anymore.
So, I don't know. Gross. Look, the lines are ringing. Let's see what people have to say. So right now, we're talking about this note we got from Sarah. She has a 7-year-old boy and a 5-year-old girl. They still have bath time together. Sarah says she's a single mom, that it's just been easier.
It's a time saver. Yeah.
She wants to know if 7 and 5, if they're already too old to be having baths together.
Belinda wrote in on our Facebook. She says, here's a simple test. Does she feel like she could walk away and leave them alone and everything would still be innocent? Then she's probably fine. But if she sits in there with them to make sure bath time stays bath time, then they're too old. Belinda. So I guess the test is does she stay in there or does she leave?
Interesting. We got some calls. We also have some open lines. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Here is Kendra on the phone. Good morning, Kendra. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks, guys. I always try to call in.
Well, here you are.
We're glad you're through today. Welcome. What do you think about Sarah's note?
So I'm a teacher, and I actually work with these age groups every day. And I kind of concluded that they're still about kindergarten, first, maybe second grade. And they're still so innocent. And I just think that, you know, it's still playtime, and it's good sibling bonding. So I think at that age, it's still completely fine. I think maybe as the boy starts to get older and he is able to shower by himself and maybe move to showers. But I think at that point, they're still young and innocent, and it's just fun.
I'm kind of there with you. I feel like even if something is said or asked or whatever, it is just giggled off and they are so quickly onto the next thing that it's really nothing.
Good.
At that point.
Yeah.
Kendra? I'm glad you took the time. Thank you for listening, and thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, have a fun day. Here comes Lori. Hi, Lori. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So what do you think?
Thank you for taking my call. I totally disagree. I was a single mother, and from very early on, I have a boy and a girl. They're grown now. And I bathed them together when they were like, up until age 2 and 3, and then I stopped.
Mm-hmm. You put an end to it.
And I just don't think it's appropriate.
2 and 3. That's so you think 3 is the
cutoff
age?
That's pretty young.
Once they hit 4, that's enough. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, because they're starting to develop and, you know, have their own identity.
Well, there's something 4, to that. I guess. Okay.
Lori, thank you for the call. I hope you have a great day. Okay?
Bye, Lori.
Thank you.
Thank you. Another Sarah, this one has an H, wrote in. She goes, I would think the upper limit would be 5, and I'm not a prude.
I'd like to note that I'm not a prude to all of Denver.
Marianne wrote and said, it's fine. My kids took baths and showers together until they reached puberty.
No.
And then it was just because they were sick of each other.
No.
Okay, well, so there is an age in your mind.
Yeah. Puberty.
Okay. Well, she said until puberty.
Yeah.
And then they stopped. I got to tell you a quick story, and I'll never forget this. My sister, she's 18 months older than I am, and when she was, I don't know, you know, like 14, 15, 16, she did like a lot of kids that age, and she was a babysitter. She got hired out in the neighborhood to babysit people's kids.
Yeah.
Well, there were some people who lived across, I'll never forget, we lived over on Green Acres, that was the name of the street, living on Green Acres, and there were some people across the street, about 2 houses down, and they had one son, and I remember they hired my sister, Donna, to come babysit one time. It was her first time to babysit for them, and this kid is 10 years old, and as they're leaving, they tell Donna, they go, all right, and I don't remember the kid's name, you know, Joe, whatever, they're like, at about 7:30 is when you need to give Joe his bath, And then blah, blah, blah. And Dawn just kind of looks. She goes, you mean send him off to take a bath? And they go, no, no. We want you to give him a bath. He was 10.
It's fine. He hasn't gone through puberty yet.
I just remember. I remember later asking Dawn about that. I go, did you give him a bath? She goes, hell no.
No.
She goes, I just sent him in. I said, if you want a bath, you go take a bath.
Standing
she never,
there with his she deep never, voice. And
I'm ready for my bath.
Babysat for them again.
Run away.
So anyway.
Run away.
Thanks for your calls and your notes today. We appreciate you.